Welcome back, Xamarinians, to the Xamarin Umbrella Academy podcast. I'm your host, Alpha Drenix, back with another episode, and today I'm going to be recording a really fun episode. I'm going to be telling you guys what real-life job a brawler would have. So thanks to Nemo for the episode idea and Link for the help. So, first off, announcements. So since last episode, I've gotten Sandy with credits, and then Lou because of the Chroma Shower that's in game right now. That's not what I meant to do. And also, there is actually a free pin that you can claim. There's a free pin that you can claim to celebrate Brawl Stars and, well, I think Supercell and just in general. And, oh my gosh. And Google, and the Google Play Store, oh my gosh, I'm blanking so hard, and the Google Play Store, like, their collaboration or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, that's cool. I'll put the link in the description of this episode if I don't forget. So anyway, on to the Q&A reply. So last episode for the poll, I asked how cringe was this episode. So the episode I did was I was playing you guys my Brawl Stars video diary. So 71% of you guys says 10 out of 10, that's how cringe it was. 14% say 6 out of 10, 14% say 2 out of 10. And now, for the Q&A, I asked episode ideas. So, Nemo says, go through a couple brawlers and say what job they would have in Brawl Life. So, yeah, like I said, this episode. Brawl Life Pod says, bro, my episode opening Megapig got deleted. An idea is a collab with Brawl Life. They are the best pod ever and I have def not been the host for all 10-ish episodes. Yes, def go to that. To that pod, Brawl Life, I would be happy, extremely happy in fact, to do a collaboration with you. So reach out to me, send me an email, and then yeah, we can figure that out. Links is, I don't know, I gave you some in the group chat if you want to go back and look. Thanks. And then Liz Clock Adams says, listen to Rocky music. Probably not, because the video will just get cancelled because of copyright issues. So, yeah, I think those are all the major announcements. Hopefully the audio is better now because I'm in my bedroom now. Yeah, a lot of stuff is happening in the game. We have a new progress track with a ton of, like, events. So, like, coin shower, token shower, chroma shower, which is going on right now. Like, I already have nearly enough to get another chromatic. Even though I got Lou yesterday, I already have 340 chroma credits. Onto the IRL jobs, I'm not sure how much I'm going to do. I have them prepared for every single brawler, but I think I'm only allowed 20 minutes. That's the max for today. So I'm just going to go through. Okay, let's see, how much am I at now? Okay, 3 minutes, so 17. 17 plus 27. Oh my gosh, I'm so daft. 37 plus 7. It's 44. Okay, I can record till then. So anyway, so for Shelly, I think if Shelly had a real life job, she'd be in the army just because of her extremely powerful gun, and just, you know, just her gun. For Nita, I think she'd work in the circus because she could teach her bear some tricks, and she's just too crazy and wild to be working anywhere else. For Cole, I would say he could be an actor, because he's not really effective with his guns, it's just the showmanship. For Poco, it's quite obvious, musician, same with El Primo, a wrestler. For Brock, I'd actually put him in the army because he's got a giant rocket launcher which can do a ton of damage. For Bull, I put cook / restaurant worker because he actually has a diner in the canon lore. For Barley, I'd do bartender, kind of obvious, and then Rosa, obviously a botanist. So now onto the super rares. Carl would be a geologist. Penny would work in the army because her cannon would shoot really far. Daryl, I would put as a party entertainer because he's not really a serious pirate. He's just kind of joking around with some quips and stuff like that. For Tick, I'd make him a demolition worker because he literally shoots bombs. Or the army, actually, now that I think about it. Let me do / army. For 8-bit, he would work in an arcade. Jackie, I would make a construction worker, construction / demolition, because, you know. Oh, and another thing, So I have 4 hyperchargers, Shellys, Pearls, Roses, and Balls. I got Shelly to power 11 a while ago, and recently I got Rose to power 11 and Pearl to power 11. So I'm able to use 3 Brawler hyperchargers, which is really cool. I think after this, if there's time, I might read out like all of the Mega Pig rewards that I've gotten, because I have screenshots of like the recap rewards. And then next, I have Jessie. So I put technical designer / mechanic / builder. For Goss, I put like balloon seller, just like balloons in general. For Rico, I put party entertainer because he's literally full of bouncy balls. For Dynamite, I put demolition worker. Grom, garbage man. This is from Link because he doesn't like social interactions. Not Link, Grom. And he's kind of strong. For Frank, I put DJ. For Piper, a baker because she bakes sweet treats. For Pam, a mechanic, or like she works at a scrapyard or something. For Nani, security guard. Edgar. Now, Edgar was a hard one, but I eventually came to a poet. Because emo people like to express their feelings with heartfelt and passionate poems about the darkness of their souls. For Hank, I wrote Navy / Marines. For B, I wrote Beekeeper / Conservationist. So if you don't know what a conservationist is, someone who fights to like conserve like nature and stuff. For BB, I put Baseball Player because she has a wicked shot with that bat, mate. She has enough power to knock a fully grown man backwards. For Griff, I put Shopkeeper. For Bonnie, I put Stunt Actor / Adrenaline Junkie. I know that's not the most flattering of descriptions. Adrenaline Junkie. Why is that in block caps? Junkie. For Bo, I put Sport Archer, so like someone who does archery for sport. For Ems, I put Vlogger. Stu would be a stuntman. Oh, and I'm already on the mythics. So Chuck would be a train driver. Mortis would be a mortician, so like someone who works with funerals and stuff. Willow would be a theme park worker. I couldn't really think of any alternatives. For Sprout, I wrote Plant Incubator. That's literally what he is. Also, sorry I wasn't able to record before. I know this episode isn't later than usual, but I became sick on Friday and I'm still a bit sick. It's not my throat, it's just my nose. For Doug, I think Doug would be a hot dog stand worker. Oh, really? I had no idea. And then Max would be a superhero. Squeak would be a child entertainer. I couldn't really think of anything else because he's just a big blob of dog drool. For Byron, I put pharmaceutical scientist, so someone who works with medicines and stuff. For Tara, I put a fortune teller. Mr. P would be a hotel manager because, you know, he already is. Gray would be a mime. Jean would be a genie. Oh, really? Okay, and now I'm on to the legendaries. So, Leon would be a magician, Chester would be a jester, Meg would be a mechanic, Spike would be a cactus farm worker, I didn't really know what else to put, Amber would be a party entertainer, Crow would be a bit of a dark one, assassin for hire, Sandy would be a somnologist, so someone who gives advice about sleep, it's like a sleep expert, and now I'm on to the chromatics. Gear would be a snow removal worker, Colette would be a journalist, Serge would be a superhero, Buzz would be a lifeguard, Fang would be an actor, Eve would be a daycare worker, Otis would be an artist, Sam would be a factory hand, because that was his job before he joined the Gold Arm Gang, Bust would be a cameraman, Mandy would be a sweet shop worker, RT would be a security guard, Maisie would work in the fire safety department, Cordelis would be a mycologist, an expert on mushrooms, Pearl would be a baker, Lou would be an ice cream vendor, Ruffs would be an army general, Belle would be a thief, Ash would be a garbage man along with Grom, Lola would be an actress, Jenna would be a singer, and Charlie would be a circus worker. So, it's 10 minutes and I already covered all the brawlers, so that was quick. So now, why not cover my Megapig rewards from all 4 of the Megapigs that I've released so far? So, out of the first ever Megapig, I got 1,556 coins, 357 power points, 101 bling, 627 token doublers, and balls hypercharge. Out of the second Megapig, I got 1,158 coins, 376 power points, 101 bling, 1,100 token doublers, And I got 4 pins, so I got B crying, B clapping, B Piper clapping, and Otis thumbs up. Then out of the third mega pig, this is my best one yet. So I got 1,091 coins, 419 power points, 98 bling, 100 token doublers, Mr. P's star power, Rose's hypercharge, Grom, Goblin Carl, Bo laughing, and 30 credits. Now out of the most recent mega pig number 4, I got 1,208 coins, 351 power points, 151 bling, 700 token doublers, and the Tengu Mike spray. So, it's decent rewards, but the fourth Mega Pig was definitely my worst one. The third was definitely the best. Now, I'm going to talk about some stuff that was not leaked, but shown in the Brawl Stars World Championship. So, I started following it the day after it started, so unfortunately, I was not able to reach the end, but I still got to 1,000? No, it was more than that. I got to, I think, 1,900 points, so I got the pink bat spray, not spray, pin, which is pretty cool. And then also they showed this new brawler called Miko. He jumps with every attack, and for a super, he jumps in the air. You can't see him. There's only a target on the ground that grows bigger and bigger and bigger until he eventually lands. We'll be getting him for free on December 14th. And he's either going to be the best brawler in the game or the worst brawler in the game. Now, another thing that was leaked in that video, and yes, this time I do mean leaked. So, as you can see the Miko jumping around, you can see a Leon coming out of a bush. Now, that may seem normal, but on the circle below Leon, you can see the hypercharge symbol, which means Leon's hypercharge wall has a 90% chance of coming in the next update, which is really exciting. Can't wait to know what it is. I can't wait to know what it will be. It's probably going to be broken like all of the other hyperchargers. But yeah, I thought this episode would be longer, but I just read way too fast. So yeah, that kind of happened. And if you were kicked from the club accidentally, I'm sorry. Because sometimes I want specific people to get into the club. So if you accidentally get kicked, wait until Mega Pig, because we kick some people there. Funny thing is, we had to kick some people on the first 3 Mega Pigs, and then on the fourth Mega Pig, everyone played Mega Pig, which is really cool, even though we didn't get to max it out straight. Or was that the third one? I don't know. For one of them, everyone played it, and we didn't have to kick anyone, which is cool. That's what I want to happen every time. But yeah, I don't know. I asked G-Dog if I could be on his show maybe this weekend to do some gameplay or something. He hasn't replied yet. He's read the message. He's really leaving me on read. Okay, I'm actually going to say what I'm going to put for the Q&A this time. I'm going to put, do you have any real life job alternatives? Because I know for some of them I just did a random one. So if you have a better one, for example, I don't know, you could say for Crow, I think he'd actually be like a gangster, or I don't know, something like that. Just correct me, give me your actual idea. And also, I've been getting a lot of plays recently, which is really, really cool. We've hit 45 Spotify followers, which is insane, guys. Thank you so much. And yeah, I don't think there's any more account news. I mean, I've been getting a ton of trophies because I've gone Grom, Lou, and Sandy recently, so I can finally play duels. And yeah, I think that's going to wrap up for this episode. I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing next episode. Maybe a collaboration with Brawl Life if he reaches out to me? I don't know. It depends. Possibly I'll have Yo Bob the Slob on the podcast. I don't know. It just depends on what happens, I guess. I don't have anything prepared right now. But if you have any episode ideas, feel free to just leave them randomly in the Q&A. And yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode. I'll have a drink out.